Welcome to this week's edition of Local Motion. I'm Kate Redmond. This week, we are looking into the gift economy and how that is being expressed in the North Fork Valley. My interviewees this week are Addie Cranson, who has been steering and growing the trading post outside of Paonia for 25 years, and Rand Cocorno, a local person who has been developing with Addie the concept of post notes, a gift certificate that allows people access to a multi-farm, community-supported agriculture, or CSA. It's a simple model that comes with the complexities of a paradigm shift. Let's get into it. Let's start with talking about how post notes evolved from helping hands.
Back in 1999, I got turned on by Ithaca's time dollars, which were based on time. And I really liked it because I didn't like the power of the dollar over my life. And I just said, there's got to be something else. So we started this alternative currency back then, and we called it Helping Hands. And it was just based on time. So my hour needed to be equal to your hour for it to work. But it didn't work because some people valued their hours more than others, which made it more like the dollar. I think it lasted for 2 years. We put out a catalog with 100 members who traded everything from chiropractic to carpentry to plumbing. You know, it was a good idea, but I think the time concept didn't work.
That's what hung it up, because people valuate their time differently.
They do, right.
And that's a very interesting concept. It gets into class issues, education issues.
Everything involving time. You know, my hour on the planet is, I'm not going to have more hours on the planet than you are. You know, it's the one thing that is really limiting. And to even put a value on that is kind of ridiculous.
Also, another crux with Helping Hands is that some of the members hoarded them, right? To be able to save them up and eventually get members to, say, come build their house.
Yes. I wasn't part of that system.
We're talking about Helping Hands.
Yeah.
And the expiration date.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't have an expiration date on post notes.
You didn't have an expiration date on Helping Hands. So people gathered them in order to get as many hours out of the community as they could. And then that didn't work.
Right. So it became a little bit hung up because people were indentured to fulfill the value of the Helping Hands. And yet when people hoarded them, then there wasn't this fresh circulation of goods and services. And
if it doesn't circulate, it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. And so that morphed into post notes.
No, it didn't.
Oh.
Well, I mean, it did now, but no. I mean, we went 15, 20 years thinking about it and playing games with it and whatnot. And finally, we've been doing the post note thing now for, I think, 6 years.
Well, the trading has been going on since the Trading Post inception 25 years ago. And now we've got, I think I've got post notes from 10 years ago at least.
So we've been doing it for a while here, and it's just finally starting to catch on. And I told Addie the other day, the timing is right for this, to show people that they have an alternative that empowers them.
Because the post note values stay in the valley.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the post note is based on gifting, mm-hmm. and it is a gift certificate. So it's not money, mm-hmm. and it's based on relationship, and it's based on building a cooperative community instead of competition, which you get in other forms of exchange. This is a way for people to come together and work
exchange
together.
Gifts.
Yeah, give to each other. And I was going to say that in the olden days, we didn't have to have a radio station about it because people just did it naturally. They just helped each other. It was neighbor helping neighbor, and there didn't have to be any tracking. And so There is no tracking. Also, in post notes, it's a gift, and you can jump in on any level of contribution, and then you get to receive CSA shares of local organic food because it's based on a CSA model.
So like myself and several others, we're committing to buying $100 worth of post notes each month and just spending them just to get people used to the idea of something different. And Addie, you were going to say something about how this is also an investment on in farmers.
It's a CSA model. So in the CSA model, people choose to support a farm, and if the farm has a loss that year, they take that loss with the farm. So they're part of that farm. And in a model that's a multi-farm CSA, which is what we are at the Trading Post, you don't have as much risk, but you are totally supporting the farmers. And instead of just getting one box a week, oh, by the way, CSA represents community supported agriculture, just in case somebody didn't know. So at the Trading Post, it's a multi-farm CSA, so the risk is diminished and people can go and choose the products they want instead of have the farmer choose for them. They can choose from the variety of food that comes in there.
That sounds like a very unusual store. How does a consumer, such as myself, who is not a farmer, how do I get post notes?
So you come in and let's say that you have an apple tree in your backyard and you've picked all the apples and gotten what you want and you've got some extra, so you can come in with your apples and trade for food. For the extra apples that you have, you might choose plums or peaches or jam or something, or post notes. So you come in, you contribute into the multi-farm CSA, and you receive post notes so that you're gifting and you're being gifted, you get a gift certificate in return.
And another way, if you've got an overabundance of apples, is there are new state laws that allow people to make product in their own homes. So they take those apples, they bring them in their kitchen, they turn them into applesauce, they bring them to the Trading Post, they either trade for produce or they get post notes.
So a value-added product.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Rand Coconut and Addie Cranson of the North Fork Valley, who are practicing a gift economy with post notes. Gift economies, while rare, are not new. Native tribes have this as a cultural practice. It is how Burning Man is organized every year. And Charles Eisenstein writes of them in his book, Sacred Economies. I'd like to share with you now a passage from his chapter, Transition to a Gift Economy. Underneath the ephemera of money, slips of paper, bits in computers, what changes when the economy grows or shrinks? How would we measure it in the absence of a common unit of account? Ultimately, what economics attempts to measure underneath money is the totality of all that human beings make and do for each other. Money originated, in fact, as measure, standardized quantities of commodities and then metals. The age of money has coincided with the program of reductionism and objectivity, which sought through science to attain mastery over the world. What can be measured can be mastered, as we imply when we claim to have taken the measure of a man. Quantifiable needs are also finite, another reason to question a money system predicated on the infinite growth of finite demand for finite resources. Qualitative needs are different. They are neither quantifiable nor finite. It is in this realm that the ideology of ascent finds its true spiritual motivation. Growth on one level might end, the growth of the monetized realm, the growth of our appropriation of nature, but another kind of development will continue, the growth of the human spirit with its infinite need for beauty, love, connection, and knowledge. Whether or not money is involved, the fundamental issues of economy, what people make and do for each other, are these: how to connect the provider of a gift with the person who needs that gift, how to acknowledge and honor those who give generously of their gifts, and how to coordinate the gifts of many people across space and time in order to create things transcending the needs or gifts of any individual. Though it may not be obvious, these goals correspond roughly to the three cardinal functions of money: medium of exchange, unit of account, and store of value. Money was inhabited, as it were, by two spirits from the very beginning. It was both an extension of gift economics, which was once nearly all there was, into the realm of mass society, and an incursion of measuring, counting, keeping, and controlling into the original openness of gift mentality. So we face the question of how to facilitate the flow of the non-quantifiable across the vast social distances of mass society. The shrinkage of the monetary realm hastens the demise of the old regime and the transition into steady-state economics. It also makes that transition less frightening. When we are ensconced in gift communities that honor and reciprocate generosity, then we depend less on money and associate it less with survival. That was an excerpt from Charles Eisenstein's book, Sacred Economics. I'm Kate Redmond, and you're listening to Local Motion on KVNF. Let's get back now to my interview with Addie Cranson from the Trading Post outside of Paonia and Rand Coconut. They have been developing post notes in the valley with the ideas of a gift economy in mind. In a fecund valley such as ours, with many artists and craftspeople, trading has always been ubiquitous. With post notes, it is now a little more codified. It sounds a little bit complex, but it's also very simple. It's simply that you have a lot of apples and you would rather eat some other things. And
exactly right. It is simple, and it is complicated because people are conditioned to think in one way, that, you know, this is the only way, and they're empowered if they know they have other ways.
You now have other stores that are not food stores that are participating in the Post Notes trading program.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Because the whole point is to build relationships, to build community, that our sustainability is about each other coming together. And so these other businesses support local community building as well. So everybody who is wanting to have a relational system where we're building towards each other instead of competition is into it. And those are the people who support it.
I'm curious about how many producers you have regularly.
Bringing, at the Trading Post?
Yeah, bringing produce.
I counted 47. We're getting close to 50. And more people all the time. I always encourage people to create a product. There's so much they can do. If they don't even have a farm, they can grow sprouts. Rand grows sprouts in his kitchen.
Mung bean.
And you can do wheatgrass or whatever you can do in your kitchen. If you don't have land, you can still have a product.
Mm-hmm. There's a guy out there now who's got these beautiful rocking chairs. So
you can't eat them, though.
But it's like a real trading post. You know, everything, you might find anything at the place.
Mm-hmm. And it changes all the time.
Boy, does it ever.
Mm-hmm. You spoke about also getting down to a real granular level, that now there is rye being grown in the valley, and the rye is going to the bakers, and the bakers are...
The rye, Greg, my husband, has a seed cleaner, so the Northwork Organics brought the rye to Greg. He did the seed cleaning, and then at the Trading Post, we ground it into flour, and then Paonia Breadworks and Bill's Bread uses it to bake bread. And then my husband also grows oats. So he cleaned the oats, and now Mountain Oven ground up the oats for their oat bread flour. Yeah, so everything is circulating. And that's the whole point of this, is to keep it circulating, because food is perishable, so you got to keep it moving. And also that's the way.
That's the model.
That's
it's
the model.
It's an interdependent,
that's right,
community trade.
That's right.
And as you said earlier, every
thing that is created here and people gained from stays here. It doesn't leave.
Unlike big chain stores.
Unlike big chain stores.
So you can't spend your post notes at Walmart?
Not yet. No, never. Never.
Well, and I wouldn't even call it spending. It's a gift certificate, so you're giving it and receiving, but it's a different paradigm. It's a paradigm shift in how we think of each other, so that we're thinking of a gifting exchange instead of a mechanically reciprocal transactional relationship with one another, tracking and all of that. It's more to build that old time sense that as neighbors, we are in this together, we're helping each other, and whatever it takes, we're going to be there for each other, and especially for the farmers, because that's our treasure, is our food that people are growing. It's fresh, it keeps us healthy.
Mm-hmm. What kind of issues have come up with post notes that you've had to work through? You know, once you got beyond the valuation of time and the differentiation between people's perceptions of the value of their time and went into the post notes where it's really just a trade and a gift, what other issues have arisen?
Not much. I mean, they're so simple, and we're really in the beginning phases of getting this going. So few are coming in. We worried about counterfeiting at one time, but there's just no way people are going to counterfeit these.
And I would say the issue is, for me, has been how to think of it in terms of what we have to account for every year. And the CSA model is perfect for that because it's non-regulated in the state of Colorado. So we're pretty free to have a community building instead of a tracking system.
Mm-hmm. Do you know of other communities that are doing something like this?
Let me answer that. I've researched this, and most of the other currencies that started up a long time ago have failed, that were based on the time model. And as far as I know, we're unique in this model.
And the post note is not a currency.
And that's perhaps is why it is succeeding, because it is not a currency.
Right. It's a gift.
A gift. What a great way to look at it.
Mm-hmm. That's how Burning Man operates.
See?
A small time-based society out in the middle of the desert.
Right. Well, this really is a way to go back to the pioneer days when people needed each other and all these systems were built because of that need for each other. And now people have gotten really independent and competitive, and so they don't need each other like they did.
Good point. And it also makes you form a relationship with who you are trading with. You can go into any business and lay down dollars and not even say hello to the person who's taking them. But with post notes, you got to kind of do a little negotiating, which helps you to get to know each other.
Like you might do in an open air market or an open air souk.
Exactly. I would say so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the farmers set the value, and it's different for all of them. With a CSA model, they figure out what they need, and then that's how they value their product. So it's different. You could have two tomatoes sitting next to each other, and one is one value and one is the other. And people know that who are in this system, and they're fine with that.
Because one farmer is asking for what they need.
Yeah. It's all about
not necessarily based on how many resources or how much time it took them to grow that tomato.
That's right. It's a system that is based on support for people who are producing food, because that's what we all need as a basis. And so whoever's producing food sets the value for what that is for them. And it's a need base instead of a mechanical.
Imagine a system based on the fact that everybody eats. It's a great equalizer. And I would say these represent that.
It's not backed by gold or debt.
It's backed by community. The community and what the community produces.
And the money stays here.
It's not money.
Right? The value we'll go over this again and again.
Be going right. over again and again.
But you had given me a figure that 60 cents out of every dollar migrates out of this valley because there's interests that exist outside of the valley who are investing here.
I don't know about the investment. I just know that figure represents the money that was earned here goes out of here. It doesn't stay here and support the community.
It bleeds out.
It bleeds out. So we're not going to even have a system that bleeds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What about, Kate, let's talk about how do people get them? If people want to participate in this, we'd like to talk about how they can get post notes.
Excellent.
Yeah. You want to speak on that?
Sure. Well, we talked about the apples. And now if somebody doesn't have apples and doesn't have sprouts and just wants to have a share of the produce, they can come in and contribute money or time, it's a volunteer time, to the Multifarm CSA, and they can get post notes for every $5 they contribute. Most people, I train them so that instead of thinking of it as buying something, they actually get the idea that this is to build community. That's why we're here, and that's what we're doing. I make sure that I give the speech so that they're on board and they get inspired by the idea of the support that we all have for each other.
Now, when you are working with, say, a hardware store that has a little bit more of a complex system of suppliers and products that a farmer might need, like waterworks.
Like Farm and Home.
Exactly. How does that work?
Rand does the businesses. He checks in with them, and he leaves them money so that their books will balance. So whenever they receive a post note, they have a little envelope they can put the money in the cash register, and then Rand picks up the post notes later and
renumerates,
yes.
I renumerate, and a lot of people ask, well, what is the point? And the point is, I say, to prime the pump of this, to get people using it, to get people accepting it, accepting that there is a different way of being in relationship with each other.
And I would go so far as to say during this time when there's been so many divisions and we are isolated from one another because of a virulent virus, that community building is more important than ever.
Mm-hmm. Connection.
Absolutely.
That's what people are starving for even more than food. Hmm. That's what's feeding them is the connection. And that's what this system is. It's not money. It's definitely about building connections. Know your farmer and know your neighbor and love your neighbor as yourself. It's about a system of being together instead of...
And lifting one another up.
Lifting one another up.
But just for the record, you know, I mean, we have a system that's our dollar bill is a stock certificate in the U.S. government, which is $30 trillion in debt. And if that was a corporation, which the U.S. is, nobody would buy stock in it, you know? But this, you can't eat your money. It doesn't even buy you gold. But you can take it to the trading post or to local businesses, and you can get fed.
And everybody eats.
And everybody eats.
That is all of my questions. Is there something that you would like to add that I haven't asked?
I'd like to give a plug to the local businesses that are taking it.
Mm-hmm.
Can I do that?
Mm-hmm.
Delicious Orchards, Earth Friendly Supply, Paonia Farm and Home, Trader Mags, Espresso Paonia, SK Bikes, Paonia Breadworks, Rubicon Roasting, coffee people, Wellspring Vitality, Small Potatoes Farm, Mountain Oven, Hands On Body Works, Oasis Nursery, Taste and See Farm, Root and Vine, Learning Council, Arbol Farmers Market.
I have something that I would like to add is that this is very much of an educational system, so that the whole point of it, and at the trading post we have a lot of classes, is so that we can educate each other in how things could be better for us all. Chris Bailey teaches fermentation and bread baking and cooking with natural foods, local foods, and Alicia is there on Tuesdays. She's teaching the public school kids how to cook with the local foods. So there's a lot of classes. She also teaches herbs. And then there's another group there called Groundwork that had college kids this last year come in and learn how to grow food. So there's a lot of teaching going on in this system so that people can really get the value of growing your own food and having a community that you can trade with so you don't have to do everything yourself. Everybody doesn't have to have everything. Rand was saying the joke about the zucchini that you don't want to leave your car unlocked or you're going to find filled with zucchini, because people do tend to grow the same things and have an overage. So the interdependent network is where we can say, okay, I'll do this, you do that, and we can all pitch in.
And we can all eat just a little bit of zucchini.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming in to speak with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Local Motion on KVNF. I'm Kate Redmond. Each week on Local Motion, we bring you voices and ideas from around our listening area. This program not only airs Wednesday at 6 p.m., but also rebroadcasts Saturday at 10 a.m. Thank you for tuning in this week for my interview with Addie Cranson and Rand Kokerno on Post Notes, a gift certificate that can get you some zucchini. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, our programs are archived on our website, kvnf.org. Our theme music is by the Colorado band The Dendrites.